We're back here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, and we have a special guest on today's sports segment, John Holcomb. You might know him from Channel 6, of course, doing the sports there. Color commentary for Dave Hunziker on the Oklahoma State Cowboys football broadcast. How you doing this evening, John?
Max, I'm great. We're getting really close now, aren't we?
Absolutely. We got a wide range of topics we want to cover. Want to start off with some of the high school football stuff. Of course, Bartlesville High got out there yesterday for its first practice. It's going to be a tough 6A2 division this year, John. Who are some of the big teams you're sizing up in that 6A2 division?
Well, I think the obvious ones are the defending state champ, Booker T. Washington, and they are loaded, about at least a half dozen Division I players, you would assume, led by Dax Hill, Justice Hill's little brother, and a handful of others. And I think Brad Caleb thinks he's got enough talent and enough experience there that they feel like they've got a great shot at repeating. And then beyond them, you look at Bixby, who'd won the previous three state titles in 6A2. So, I mean, you start with those two, and then they're not the only two in that division, but they are the top two. And I think right now, if you had to handicap it a little bit, I think you'd give Booker T a decided edge.
Coming off of those seasons they had last year, it's definitely going to be a challenge for a team like Bartlesville, who obviously had the coaching turnover mid-season last season. That never makes things easy, especially with a team that, just putting it frankly, wasn't as talented as some of those top dogs. But, you know, how do you size up a team like Bartlesville heading into this season, and how is it challenging for, you know, teams like Bartlesville, Ponca City, that are toward the bottom of 6A2 going up against those big dogs?
The first thing is that you at least get to put three games under your belt before you play the Hornets.
Yeah.
So you're not having to open the season with them, and then Bixby's not until mid-October. But I think for what's positive for Bartlesville is the new energy provided by Lee Blankenship and the success that he had at Beggs. I think that's something that can rub off on guys. They're just 2-3 years removed from a 10-2 season. Of course, they had good quarterback play back then, and perhaps a little more talent across the board. And you know how much of a difference good quarterback play makes at any level of football, but especially on a high school level. It can mean the difference between winning more than you lose. But if you got a guy, a senior in DeAndre Young, you know, if he can be the grinder that you need him to be and bust some big runs, and teams will have to pay attention to him, then if you can find some sort of connection on the outside, it will make defenses have to respect you a little bit more, and we'll see how Coach Blankenship tries to get that done. Defensively, you've got a half dozen returning starters. You've got another senior leader, Tom Beard. So you give multiple looks, but you try not to get yourself out of position with the multiple looks. And then you just, it really sounds like a cliche, but you play it one series at a time, one play at a time, and try to build your momentum that way. I mean, go to Claremore for the start of the season. Then you're at Collinsville, so two road games right out of the chute. That's not going to be easy. But then you have Del City at home. And, you know, hopefully by that point, you kind of know who you are and what's working best for you, and hopefully you have a little momentum.
Biggest challenge for this Bartlesville team is going out and trying to find an identity early on as far as on the field goes. I feel like you said it best, a ton of new energy with Lee Blankenship in there. That's really the one thing that guy exudes in the conversations I've had with him. One more question on the high school side, then we'll get to some OSU stuff. We have some Owosso listeners out there coming off a state championship, another Blankenship, Bill leading them. What do you see for the Rams this season?
Well, you want to talk about momentum. They obviously have that. Coming off of that, they're going to give themselves every opportunity to follow it up. Now, you lose some guys to the Division I ranks who really helped you on the defensive side of the ball, but you've got enough returning players and, you know, the coaching experience, and with what they have in place now there at Owosso and some of the upgrades they've made. I mean, gosh, did I see where they're putting up a brand new big Jumbotron looking scoreboard thing? They are going to be right there in the mix with Union. You would assume that Jenks is going to have some energy and they'll have talent. They always do. So you're talking about on this side of the state, you're talking about the three usual suspects, and it's a credit to Owosso that now you can say that they are one of those usual suspects that's going to be there standing at the end.
On the line here with John Holcomb from Channel 6, the OSU Cowboys broadcast as well here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Now, John, the big question going into this OSU football season, of course, is who's going to be playing quarterback. Mike Gundy pegged Taylor Cornelius as the number one guy heading into fall camp, but you work in the graduate transfer from Hawaii, Drew Brown, and then the star star-studded freshman Spencer Sanders. It's going to make for quite an interesting battle. Who do you think is going to be that starter coming out there for the first game?
I still think it's going to be Taylor Cornelius because he's got the most time in the program. He understands the system. He's athletic, has a good arm. He's done it the right way in practice. He hasn't had much game experience, not really any game experience where games have been in the balance, hanging in the balance. It's been more mop-up duty, more with second-team guys. But, you know, he's got good size, 6'5", 6'6", and he can run it a little bit. So I think that, you know, in a perfect world, Mike Gundy would have Taylor be productive, use the weapons around him. Then you can really make sure that Spencer Sanders is ready to go without rushing him into things. And then you know you got Drew Brown there who's got more experience than any of them. But it'll be interesting to see how this develops because, all right, say you take care of the business that you should take care of in the first two games, Missouri State in the opener, then South Alabama. That third game is going to be a real test of where you are with your personnel and what can they do in tough game situations, because Boise State's going to come in as a top 25 team.
One of the more fascinating things to watch in fall camp, no doubt, because everybody does bring a little bit of a different dynamic to the table. Now, real quick here, John, want to know who are some of the guys you see being playmakers defensively? Obviously, you know, some of the guys from the secondary, Ramon Richards and Trey Flowers graduated out last year, but who do you see being some of the impact guys on the other side under Jim Knowles?
You're glad that you have the experience that A.J. Green and Rodarius Williams had as they were thrown into the fire last year, as freshman or redshirt freshman at corner in the Big 12. You got to be mentally tough. But if you want to look for playmakers, I look at the edge on the line, Jordan Brailford, Jarrell Owens, but also two of the linebackers. Mike Gundy said at Media Day, the change to the 4-2-5 scheme under Jim Knowles could benefit Kenneth Edison Magruder the most because he's kind of moved around based on the scheme from safety to linebacker. Now this should fit him perfectly. I really think it's going to also help Calvin Bundage, who's a guy who loves to just kind of see ball, get ball, and blow you up when he gets there. We talked with him for a while at Media Day. He's excited to see just how much he can do in this system. He said it's more reading as you're moving. You can't sit back and think your way through plays quite as much. You've got to be getting to the ball and reading plays as you make your move.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening. John Holcomb from the News on 6, as well as the OSU Cowboy radio broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you and Dave in the fall. Thanks for spending your evening with us here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Anytime, Max.